Hi neighbours, this is Kevin Curtis Allen from the sunny Isle of Wight in the UK, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 68 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVC Rental Store and IncredibleVacationHomes.com. Have you ever wanted to book a multi-member, large family reunion down in Orlando and just don't have the points to pull off multiple three bedrooms? Well, the good news is you don't have to. DVC Rental Store and Incredible Vacation Homes have teamed up to allow you to do a point swap of your DVC points to come back in and book one of these Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, massive, gorgeous 12-bedroom, 15-bath houses. IncredibleVacationHomes.com and DVCRentalStore.com. Go check them out for a point swap program and let them know you heard about it here on the My DVC Points podcast. Now, jumping into today's show, I need to rewind a little bit back to this last summer. And we host a Facebook group called Disney Riviera Owners. And we noticed a trend that was coming in. Owners were coming back in and posting, man, I'm so glad this group exists because we're getting beat up in all of the other groups over all of this resale restrictions controversy. So back in August and July, I sat down with them and recorded a little mini series to come back in and just get the owner side of the story. I have a theory that goes like this. The internet can be a really mean, ugly place at times. However, if we sit down and have a civil conversation with respect with our neighbors, even if we disagree with them, we can sit down and have a civil conversation and learn their perspective. And all of a sudden, we start to realize, wow, like beauty, value is in the eye of the beholders. And these Riviera owners looked at the restrictions and saw something of value to them. And so they bought. And I welcome them into the My DVC Points community with open arms. I can't honestly say at this point in time, I would buy the resort due to the restrictions. But I'll let you know in a couple of weeks because, well, tomorrow morning I'm checking into Riviera and checking things out for myself. So we'll see about my journey as we go through this as well. So let's jump into today's show. Well, I'd like to welcome to the show today, Alicia. Alicia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Chad?
You know, I can't complain. I'm talking to a bunch of Riviera owners today and trying to figure out, well, the Riviera owner's perspective and your guys' side of the story on this Riviera resort debate that's kind of going on in the community. How long have you been coming to Disney?
We started coming to Disney, let's see, in 99. My husband and I made our first trip. He had been as a child. I hadn't. We went in 99. We went for just a couple days in 2004. We were in Florida for a wedding and my parents hadn't been, so we decided to take them. And then we went to Disneyland Paris. We were in Europe and took the kids to Disneyland Paris because it was cheaper to get a hotel room at Disneyland Paris that included tickets than stay anywhere else in Paris with a family of four. So we couldn't refuse. And that was in 2007. In 2009, we did what was going to be our one and done trip. We were going to do Dumbo and Die for a week and not come back ever again. And you can see we've come back a lot and bought into DVC since then. And the Disney bug just hit us and we kept going. And finally, in 2016, we bought into DVC for the first time at Polynesian.
Okay, so you have Poly as a home resort. And did you buy
Correct.
That direct then? 2016, it should have been because that's about when they started
Yep.
selling it, right?
Yeah, we bought direct. My husband's an engineer and runs numbers all the time. And our thought process was we wanted the full 50 years. When you divided it out per point per year, it seemed buying direct seemed like what we wanted to do because we wanted the full time, even though we won't probably be using it at the end of 50 years. We were looking at it as something for the children.
Yeah, well, you've got 50 years worth of points on that contract, and you can give to the children or resell or do whatever you want to do. The points are still there.
Yes, our big mistake was that we did not divide it into the small contracts, because I hadn't found somebody like you to explain to me how we should divide it into the small contracts. We have three children. We bought 150 points. That doesn't divide. Since you can't divide the contract. That's our biggest regret, is that we would have bought it in different denominations just for to leave for a legacy.
Yeah, for estate planning and that kind of a deal.
That's another show you should do at some point, is how you do estate plan with your DVC, because we recently redid our estate plan to include DVC and spent a lot of time researching, and there wasn't a lot of information out there.
No, there's really not. You can kind of put it into a trust and make yourselves the trustees, which is what we've done. And
that's what we've done too, but
yeah, it complicates things a little bit, but not too much. Member services still looks at you as members, and it doesn't really matter once it's legally titled that way. It'll just help things for our estate planning, and it'll be owned by the estate. So
yep.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that some on a future episode. Maybe I'll find a DVC owner who happens to be an estate planning attorney and can do a little bit better of a dive into that.
I was going to say, we put it into the trust and said that they could once we pass it, the trust stays open. We're hoping to have enough funds in there that it'll pay the dues for the remainder of the 50 years, and then they can just equally use the points.
Yeah, and at that point in time as well, you can probably leave some instructions that to get it retitled with the kids as trustees. And so their name will go on there, and they will all be blue card members at that point in time. So they'll have all the benefits.
Yep, that's our hope.
Okay, so you had 150 points at Poly. And you realize that's just not going to cut it for your family, correct?
Correct.
And how many kids do you have? Well, I mean, you said three, right? So yep. Yeah, 150 points in a family of five. Ooh, yeah, you're not even going to get a week in Poly in the summer.
Correct.
That's like 169 in the summer. And the reason why I know that off the top of my head is I own Poly as well. So.
Yeah, we found that we've been staying at Boardwalk a lot because we can go. And we stay studio a lot. I know a lot of people don't like that. And they say, once you go one bedroom, you won't go back. Although we have done one bedroom and gone back. We're not in the room a lot. We use it, as I heard a previous year guest say, a flop house. And that's kind of how we use it. And then we can go twice as much. So we've been staying a lot at Boardwalk and in a studio so we can go more. But clearly, as the kids get older, that's not going to continue to work out.
Yeah. How old are your kids now?
15, 14, and 9.
Okay. That's sounding pretty tight in a studio. Mine are, well, after this last year, 12, 8, and 6. And we looked at point charts and pretty much said, okay, we can go to a one bedroom at Bay Lake or a two bedroom at Old Key West or Saratoga Standard. And everybody kind of said, let's drop down to the standard lower point room and get more space. So that's where we're at.
Yep. Well, so we're going to do, we had a trip coming up in three weeks now where we're going to do Poly again. This will only be our second stay at Poly, but we'll do a studio at Poly for a week and we'll see how that goes. But I mean, we've been doing a studio at Boardwalk the last three trips. So the Poly will probably feel big for us.
Yeah, you'll definitely get some more square footage over at the Poly, and you'll have that extra shower and extra sink. So that's always a nice thing to have.
Yep. So yeah, the 150, we all ultimately knew we wanted 300 at some point, and we had been waiting. We looked at Copper Creek pretty serious, but Copper Creek doesn't have studios for five. And because that's the way we had been using it, even our guide said, yeah, that doesn't probably make sense for you. So we had been waiting for a new resort to open that had studios for five. We considered potentially doing resale again, probably at Boardwalk, because we'd been staying there a lot and really liked the location.
Mm-hmm.
My husband just really wanted the full 50 years. He wanted to be able to leave as much to the kids and grandkids as possible. And we went back and forth of, you know, whether we were going to buy Boardwalk resale or buy new. And it was a perfect storm. So my husband's mother passed away in August of last year, and they had the house up for sale, and they accepted the offer while we were at Disney on spring break, and Riviera went on sale day two while we were on spring break. So a perfect storm of the house being sold and having some cash available quickly, being there on site the second day Riviera went on sale, and bam, 175 points later, we were owners at Riviera.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, well, 175 points at Riviera, that'll almost get you a week every other year there in a one bedroom, I know. So that's a good amount of points. Now, did you divide this one up as well? Because you mentioned that earlier.
No, because we started researching the estate planning after we got home.
Ah, okay. Well, the other thing is like when I bought my Copper Creek that way, it was only about $60 per additional contract to get it to divide out. Okay. Now they're charging like $600 for every additional contract that you break that out to. And it's really, I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it with three kids for that reason, but I wouldn't really want to go more than, you know, one division per child just because it's $600. I mean, every time.
Right. The kids now say, well, it doesn't matter. You've got to buy 150 somewhere else and then we'll all be taken care of. So,
hey, there's that too. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to argue with them and go, you really need to go 200 someplace else. Okay. Because you need to come back in and do that progressive step of 25 points more.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, the additional 25 points with the incentives they were putting on the Riviera was, you know, actually negligible. We went to the additional 25 points. So we were going to do 150. The incentives got us, of course, and went to 175.
Ah, that's it. So that explains it. Well, that's a really good reason why. So that kid, whoever gets that contract, just happens to luck out with 25 more points.
Right.
You know, your husband's an engineer, obviously financially minded. You knew about resale going in and buying Poly. And you knew about resale when you went and bought Riviera as well. What was the thought process behind this? Did you know about the restrictions when you bought Riviera?
We did. And the way my husband's an automotive engineer, we buy cars new and we drive it till it dies. That's kind of how both of us looked at this contract is we're going to buy new and we're going to use it till it dies. And, you know, hopefully we'll be using it as long as possible. And then the kids and grandkids using it. So the thought of the exit strategy, which is, you know, forefront on your mind, is the last thing we were thinking of. It was, we're going to do this the same we do cars, buy, use it till the end, and have nothing left on it at the end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your exit strategy was really, I'm going to put this in my estate and pass it off to kids or grandkids and hope that they still want to come to Disney.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Hope they can afford the dues or that we funded enough that they have the dues. So.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, part of your estate plan needs to come back in and fund something so that the dues are covered. And then that really is a killer gift in the estate saying, hey, look, you guys can use this. You can rent this. You can do whatever you want to do with it when we're gone. But we've given you this gift and it's not like it's free like a puppy. You know, you buy a puppy and now you've got to vet bills and feed it and clean it and all this other kind of expenses. If you really plan your estate well, this is a gift. Okay.
Yep, that was our thought process.
Well, that makes sense as well. And the whole reason why I'm sitting down and talking with Riviera owners is I'm one person and I'm a firm believer. And you just sit down and have a reasonable conversation with somebody, you're going to learn something else from their perspective. And your perspective on estate planning is a little bit different than mine, but we're still looking at the same thing. You know, this is a long-term contract and what are we going to do with it when we pass?
The more I learn, the more we talk to people, you know, everyone has a different strategy and that's okay. Just like everyone does Disney different. And we went into it with our eyes wide open. And if it's not what it appears or something happens where we do need to get out of it, well, I mean, we knew the risks when we went into it. So.
Yeah. And the other thing that I've heard as well is people look at this and they've said, well, if I do have to sell something, I would amputate the Poly contract because I can get really good money for a Poly contract. And that's the second to the last resort that has no restrictions. So there's a lot of time left on that Poly one, whereas you could always keep this one and sell your others that do have high resale value.
Correct. I did look into it recently because I do love Boardwalk and I was like, how much can we get for that Poly contract? And what is Boardwalk resale? But I don't think we'll do that, but I have looked at it.
It's tempting, but I'm telling you, those 2042 resorts, ooh, I just look at it and I go, man, I'm hoping to be around and going to Disney in 20 years. So I don't want to be that guy who's going, well, this was the last year of my contract. But
right.
Yeah, I get it. Because the other thing, in all honesty, I was looking at it and thinking, okay, I'm just going to keep coming back in and selling off my resale, maybe use 5-6 years of them, and then sell them off and pick up more, and then keep rolling it that way so that I'm always sitting on a 30, 40 plus year contract. And well, now obviously that's not going to work out so well, because I don't want to give up the grandfathered ability that my contracts have that are resale, that they can still go to Riviera or any of the new resorts. So much for that strategy.
Right.
Okay. Well, I know you mentioned the Riviera and the 5-person element, which they really missed in Copper Creek. They missed it in the studios and they missed it in the 1-bedrooms. And really, it's the 9th person as well in the 2-bedrooms that's gone. So that extra person really starts to matter when you factor in going with another family, because we're a family of 5 as well. And if we want to go with a family of 4, we can still fit in a 2-bedroom someplace, but not everyone, like Copper Creek.
Right. Yeah, we were really disappointed in Copper Creek. We spent a lot of time with the guide on a trip a couple years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, thinking that's what we were going to do. And we were really disappointed with the room option. So
everything else about the resort is awesome. And like the Boulder Ridge side of that resort is incredible. It's my second favorite resort. But yeah, you know, like you, I'm kind of disappointed in that 5th and 9th person.
Yep. So we were super excited when Riviera came out. I'd been checking and checking. Are they going to have rooms for 5? Are they going to have rooms for 5? And, you know, as soon as we found that out, as soon as it became public, we were super excited, kind of set our sights on it. Didn't think we would buy on day 2, but kind of set our sights on looking at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you happen to get the inheritance windfall that came in at the right timing. And it's something that you had put a lot of thought into prior. So to me, it was not that difficult to come back in and make the jump over and go, hey, look, because I'm even hearing your story and going, you bought this contract with an inheritance and you're looking at giving it to your kids as another inheritance to kind of pay this thing forward. So to me, that story really makes sense.
Yeah, our guide happened to be the same guide we talked to about Copper Creek. I'm sure Disney did that intentionally when we signed up for the Riviera preview, but happened to be the same guide. And he was like, yeah, I knew you guys were looking for a place for 5. And he started with the sales pitch. And we're like, we've already made our decision. You don't have to give us any more of a sales pitch here.
Shut up and take my money.
So it was probably his easiest day. Our only question is what are the incentives and how many points are we going to buy?
I'm sure they hate it when that happens, right?
Right.
You know, was there anything else about Riviera, or it slept 5 and it was the right timing for you to buy and you got the full 50? Was there anything else about the resort?
Not so much the resort, the location. We tend to spend a lot of time at Hollywood Studios. I know that's not as popular amongst a lot of the guests either, especially with the construction, but we tend to spend a lot of time at Hollywood Studios. And so the location being close to there was also a nice perk for us. And probably 3/4 of the time now we drive. So we have a vehicle. So the skyline wasn't as big of a deal. I mean, because we can just drive over to Hollywood Studios, but the location and being close to it was a benefit for us. And again, like I said, we really like Boardwalk, and it's not walking distance like Boardwalk, but it's close.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And man, it is just around the corner to drive to Hollywood from there. If the gondolas were ever down, or you were worried about getting out and waiting for a gondola at night traffic. So yeah, good point. Good point. Based on the age of your kids, I could see why Hollywood Studios would be your favorite park, simply due to the fact that that's where your majority of the thrill rides are. And now you've got Star Wars coming into there as well. To me, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Any other final thoughts on Riviera, or any other thoughts that people looking at Riviera should make?
I think that, you know, we're super excited about some of the dining options there as well. But I think that people, when they're looking at it, a lot of people, you know, they talk about resale being so much cheaper, and it is cheaper. Just remind people, you know, you got to look at it on the number of years you're getting to. So if you're dividing it out over the number of points by the number of years you're getting, take that into account. If you're not worried about the number of years, the resale is a great option, but, you know, having the full 50 years is a benefit as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That divide by 50 for your cost basis per point is kind of hard to beat. I mean, the higher you divide that number by, the lower your cost per point is. So, okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Alicia.
Thank you.
Well, to summarize up Alicia's thoughts here, she did a very brilliant move. She's going to put these points into a trust and then also fund the trust with enough assets that it can generate income to pay the dues And now you're talking about a gift that keeps on giving and leaving a legacy to your kids and your grandkids to ensure that these wonderful Disney vacations become a part of their family tree going forward. Well done, Alicia. You thought through an awful lot of this and came up with a pretty solid strategy. Here's another little interesting tip. Through the magic of podcasting and Facebook and networking, Alicia just lives at the town right next door to me in Michigan. And come to find out, we have a bunch of mutual friends. And not only are we DVC neighbors, we're actual neighbors here in southeastern Michigan. And if I had one wish, it would be that we could all sit down as neighbors and talk through our differences of opinions and learn to gather appreciation for other people's points of view. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I also want to thank Riri Loves Disney for this awesome 5-star review. I found this podcast right before I joined DVC last year and have now listened to every episode. I really enjoy the balance of information, history, DVC news, and the stories from the DVC member community. It's such a positive and informative podcast, and Chad is a great host. Thank you so much for that review, and I'm glad that you're able to find a lot of value in this show and share it out to others. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.